Meanwhile, an advocacy group supporting health care reform released a report today that says under the health care legislation that passed out of two committees in the House last week, nearly 3 million uninsured Floridians would get coverage by the year 2019. The House bill, known as America's Affordable Health Choice Act, is currently being looked at by the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The Congressional Budget Office last week said the bill would ultimately insure 37 million people by the year 2019. Ron Pollock is the executive director with Families USA. He cited several factors that are key to the House bill that would expand coverage. First, he said there would be significant insurance reform.
It means that the insurance companies, to the extent they want to continue to be able to sell coverage, will have to cover everybody, and they will be unable to exclude people due to a pre-existing condition. They won't be able to discriminate in what they charge as premiums based on either health status or gender.
Another part of the House bill provides for significant sliding scale subsidies. That means for those who cannot afford health care coverage, those people can choose different options and be subsidized in getting coverage up to 400% of the federal poverty level.
It means for a family of four with income up to $88,200 in annual income. For a person living alone, it means those with incomes up to $43,320. These folks will receive subsidies, and as I said, they're sliding scale subsidies, so those at the lower end of these income scales will get more help, and those at the higher end of these scales will get somewhat lesser help.
And a third key aspect of the legislation that has passed through two committees in the House is that it would increase what is known as the Medicaid safety net improvement. But Ron Pollock was asked why that would be even necessary if there's a public option included in the proposed legislation. Pollock said it was because Medicaid provides greater protection than other types of coverage, and gave it as an example if a patient needs to get eyeglasses or a hearing aid.
Medicaid provides that kind of screening as well as then remedial service. Medicaid also provides transportation to people who can't afford to travel to the nearest health facility, something that you don't get in typical insurance coverage. And Medicaid also provides very significant protections in terms of what people need to pay out of pocket and things like deductibles, co-payments. So Medicaid for people at the lower income scale really provides things that are relatively unique.
Over the weekend at the National Governors Association meeting in Biloxi, Mississippi, several governors expressed deep concerns about the federal government handing them an unfunded mandate in the form of new Medicaid obligations. Families USA's Ron Pollock says their angst is aimed more at the proposals in the Senate legislation, not in the House bill.
The federal government in the House bill will pick up 100% of these costs on a permanent basis in the House. Now, the reason there is some concern, especially about the Senate bill, is that we don't have actually the bill yet from the Senate Finance Committee. But the Senate Finance Committee, in one of its drafts of its options, was considering paying for this Medicaid expansion completely for the first 5 years, but then over the following years, the state would, over time, be picking up some portion of these costs and ultimately picking up the same portion that they do today.